Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 264.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. Thank you so much for checking us out, for tuning in, to downloading, to going to my site. Wherever you are listening to my podcast, I want you to know I really appreciate it for you taking the time and allowing me to try to give you value. That's what this show is all about. You know, at the end of the day, if I'm able to do something, say something, encourage you to make a change, to do something just a little bit different to improve your life, what you experience, what you enjoy, and yes, even what you earn, then I have done my job, because that's what it's all about. Casting your bread upon the water, because good stuff just always comes back. And I just came off of a very, very fun and tiring weekend. Man, we had so much fun. Some friends of ours, two different families, and our families, the three families, were able to spend some time at Lake Kiwi this past weekend and just putted around the lake and enjoyed swimming and boating and tubing and skiing, and got to see the closest I've ever been to two Chinook helicopters. Flew over and literally was as low, if not a little bit lower than the tree line beside us on the lake. And it was a very, very amazing experience in the fact that, you know, on a lake, you know, sound travels, you know, so you can yell across the lake. You can hear boats, cars, people talking up on the shoreline because, you know, water travels, acoustic properties of water. And, well, we're out there and we're just sort of enjoying the mid-evening, you know, sunset and putting around the lake. And all of a sudden we see these two tiny dots. And we're just like, what are those? They're very low. And they kept coming and they kept coming, but we never heard them. And then all of a sudden, right when they were right up on top of us, we heard, and then they took right off. And they were doing exercises, military exercises, and we saw them go off into the sunset, you know, bobbing and weaving around the trees, going all the way up through the mountains. Absolutely beautiful, but it was amazing. They're not even stealth. I don't think they're classified as stealth, you know, helicopters. They didn't have the, you know, the stealth look, the black and the sort of odd looking shape to them. They're just Chinooks. And man, you know, the double propeller helicopters, and man, it was amazing because I was like, well, that's not even a fair fight. They're right up on you before you even know they're there. So I posted a little GIF file on this. If you want to go to my website, if you're listening to iTunes, you can go over to my website sometime, TerryWilson3.com, and look at that little GIF file that I've got. But it goes right, I mean, it's right up on top of us before we ever hear it. And these are large, large helicopters. I was like, how do they do that? Technology is amazing. But anyway, I want to talk to you today about something, you know, that we just sort of in passing and talking to my friends, and something I was just considering. You know, I'm sitting there in a hammock and on the shoreline there and just watching the sunset. And talking to, you know, two or three people on my cell that I needed to follow up with, you know, because I said I would. And, you know, and then the business and what it was doing. And it just made me realize, you know, your office environment goes a long way. I guess I just felt a little overwhelmed this weekend with how blessed I am. And I sometimes feel like I take things for granted. And I don't mean to, but I think it's human nature. When you get used to a certain lifestyle, you just assume, well, you know, this is the way it is, you know, and you, you just assume that, you know, my life is what it is. But I got to thinking, you know, man, I'm blessed. I get to travel with my family, hang out with friends, enjoy a lifestyle. And yeah, it's stressful at times. I don't want to mislead anyone. You know, working for yourself, being an entrepreneur, has its ups and its downs. It's not all, you know, peachy king all the time, you know, just making $1 million. You know, now thank God in my life, there's more ups than there are down nowadays, but it took me a while to get here. But I'm just sitting there and I'm playing with the kids and I'm watching them play and, you know, enjoying time with my wife and my friends. And it just occurred to me, you know, how much of a blessing it is to be able to literally do what you enjoy. I mean, that you're passionate about. Because here's the dirty little secret. Yeah, I was in music and I was doing insurance, but even before that, I was teaching, I was recording, you know, various trainings and things. I've always been someone that's been motivated to help others, just motivated to show them a strategy, a means in which they can accomplish a certain task or goal that they have. I mean, that's just, in the church world, we call it, you know, the gift of encouragement, I guess they call it in teaching. But, you know, in the business world, you know, I'm a coach, I'm a trainer. I like to motivate people. I want to inspire people because I want to be inspired. And, you know, I've learned there's an old adage. It's as old as time. You know, if you want something, then give something. If you need something, if you have a need, then give. If you need friendship, then give friendship. If you need encouragement, give encouragement. And I've become an encouragement and motivational and an inspirational junkie. And it's just amazing. The more I'm able to encourage and inspire other people, the more I become encouraged and inspired. And so I've sort of learned that early on in my professional life. And so it's just always been something on there on the side. Well, here in the last 8-9 years, I get to do it full time. And I'm sitting there by a campfire and talking. And I hear myself saying something in a conversation. I said, I guess that's just real cool. I get to sit at home in my pajamas and talk in a microphone, encourage tons of other people and enjoy a life. And then right then and there, it just hit me. I was like, you know, I get to do what I enjoy doing and I get to travel. I get to be with my family. And not only that, I get to show other people how to do that. I don't know if you heard episode 263. If you haven't, you've got to go back and listen to that. It was me just in a phone conversation talking to one of our new members. I just picked up the phone. I wasn't planning on necessarily using it as part of the podcast until about halfway through. But anytime I see a new member come on and they just start really hitting strides and doing well, especially in their first couple of weeks, I want to reach out to them and say, hey, glad to see you're doing great. You're taking our program and implementing and executing on the training we show you and just get a little bit of an idea of where they are. And then unfolds this story as I'm talking to this person. This wasn't a client of mine. They're using my system. It was one of my sales rep and trainers clients that they had recruited and brought into the business. And so I'd never got to know them personally on the front end. It was just after they had joined the business and started using my system, using my training modules, using some of the tools that I saw them, you know, develop these results or get these results. And so I wanted to reach out to them. And then I find out this person had been homeless, living under a bridge, that had, you know, been on the mountaintop of you know, a fairly successful entrepreneur, owning a fairly successful business. And then all of a sudden being down and out and homeless, living under a bridge with her daughter, and just now finding a place to live. But it's a rundown place, and getting a hold of our system and using it as their tool to come back, and seeing her do that, it was very inspiring to me. And so I'm sitting here this weekend at the campfire just talking, and it just occurred to me, hey, not only am I getting to enjoy my life and doing this to improve my life, but I'm seeing, and I have seen, and just sometimes I don't need to take it for granted, that other people are able to do the same thing. And it's so encouraging. And it got me thinking about, you know, this whole cliche or saying that's out there now. It's I guess I don't know how long it's been out there, but I haven't recognized it until the last 2 or 3 years of this, you know, work-life balance, achieving work-life balance. You know, I used to tell people, especially when I was an employee or an employer with employees, I said, listen, when you're here, be here. But when you're at home, be at home. I promise I won't wear you out at home unless it's just an absolute emergency. You know, there's a line in the sand. When you're off, you're off. You need that downtime. But I expect that that sword cuts both ways. When you're at work, unless it's just an emergency, have your mind, have your energy, have your focus at work. Don't be worrying about what's going on at home, unless, like I said, there's just an emergency. And then that way, every person in your life gets 100% of you. Your employee gets your employer gets 100% of you, and your family gets 100% of you. But when you try to mix, mash, and split them up and all that, it gets difficult. And so as culture has changed and as society has changed and more people are trying to stay ahead in the workplace and build a career that's rewarding, this thing about having, you know, this a better work-life balance really comes into focus. And so I saw this article on Forbes, and I was like, you know, I think I'll share that with my audience today, because it just sort of resonates with what I just experienced over the weekend in this camping trip and spending time out on the lake. You know, I got to do a little bit of business, and of course my business is working in the background anyway, so I don't have to fret, oh, if I'm not at the office, if I'm not answering the phone, if I'm not making a sale, I'm not going to make any money. I've got things making me, you know, income regardless. And then I'm able to enjoy my life. And then when I'm back here at work, today, Monday, I literally slept in until 10 o'clock because I was just so tired, and then did some errands. And then I've watched, I'm a huge baseball fan, so I got to watch, you know, a baseball game here with, of course, didn't turn out the way we wanted it. The Phillies beat the Braves. The Braves are sort of on a losing streak right now. But there was a midday game. It started at 12:30. So I just checked out and said, hey, I'm going to watch my baseball. And then now it's 5:30 in the evening, and I was like, well, before my wife gets home from her time at the church doing her volunteer work and work there, I'll go ahead and record a podcast real quick. And so I've got one in the can to get published out tomorrow. And that's a wonderful lifestyle, and anybody can do it if, and there's a big if you have the tools to do it, the training to do it, and the time, because it does take time. Anybody that tells you, hey, buy this genie in a bottle and you'll be rich by tomorrow, they're lying to you. And if you go in investing in anything, I don't care what it is, anything, and you're expecting, hey, I'm going to be rich tomorrow, and you're setting yourself. Now, listen, you could have overnight success. It happens a lot, especially in our business, because we've done a lot of the pre-work for you. We've put you on a sort of the straight and narrow. Do this, use this, do it this way. You will make money. So we've sort of taken a lot of the guessing game out of you. But sometimes it still takes a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2-3 months for some people before they finally get their stride. And if you set yourself up with these expectations that things have got to be hunky-dory on day one, then that's no way to live. And see, there's a way that you can pivot. You can literally, I was talking to someone today in a coaching session. He's a professional, making a high six-figure income, but he's tired of the corporate grind. He's driving an hour and a half to work each day there, an hour and a half back. He lives here in my region of the world, which is the upstate of South Carolina, Spartanburg, Greenville area, works in Charlotte. Well, that's an hour and a half drive to Charlotte, North Carolina. He's tired of that traffic. He's tired of that hassle. He's tired of that. But he's got obligations. He's got a family he supports. He's got things he's got to do. So my advice to him is, don't quit your day job, but pick this up. Give yourself an hour to 2 hours a day, 4 days a week for the next 90 days. Just do what we show you, and you'll start seeing some results. And then the results will compound, and they'll start growing, and they'll start growing. And then work yourself out of your 9-to-5 obligation. And then you've got it. Once you've, and I've got him on a plan. I said, once you've got your residual income built up to be 70% of what your current income is, then you are free to quit your day job. And I showed him exactly, step by step, how you want to do it. But you'll never have proper work-life balance if you go into your new career thinking you got to manage it like your old career. Because there's some mindsets that even if you want to stay at that, if that 9-to-5 corporate gig is what you love, then stay there. But I will tell you, your longevity in any career path you choose is going to be contingent upon how you manage your home life and your work life. Number one, let go of perfectionism. I'm not saying you can't be excellent in what you do. You need to be, and I strive to be the very best at what I do. There's nothing wrong with that. So hear me on this. If you're one of these guys that has to come in first all the time, I get that. I'm very competitive as a person as well. But here's the thing. When you allow perfect to become the enemy of good, you get stuck on step one in everything you try. And a lot of times, especially complex sales, dynamic business models, different things that have different moving parts. If you are like, I've got to have step one perfect before I go to step two, then you might, and especially if it's a time sensitive situation, you're stuck and you never get to step two, three, four, five, or whatever many steps the system requires for you to be, at the finish line. So don't allow perfect to be the enemy of good. I'm not saying throw something together. I'm not saying be, slack. But if there, understand the variances and the variables that you have in any particular given task. And if it's within the variances of it being passable and it's not, there's no perceived value for it to be above and beyond that, then quit wearing yourself out and maybe other people and colleagues and overemphasizing things that don't need to. You got to learn how to prioritize what needs to be, at a 10 all the time and what needs can get away with being a 6 or a 7. And that's all you need because no one's going to notice anyway. It doesn't have any. And learn to do that more. Because if you don't, then you're at the job all the time. Your mind is preoccupied. When you're at home, you're thinking, man, I need to do this. I need to do that. And you're trying to constantly tweak and be perfect. And you can't be perfect at really anything. So you've got to learn, when do I need to be, on my top 10? And then when can I get away with a 6 or 7? Number two, learn to unplug. Man, I've had to learn this. This is a tough one, but I'm going to tell you, learn to set that smartphone, that tablet, that laptop down. It's the best thing that you can do for your mind. Learn to unplug. Number three, and I'm working on this. I'm on a program right now. I can't tell you how better I feel just for being out in the nature and water and boats and everything and all of that. But just a little exercise and meditation and prayer and being alone will go a long way. Spend an hour a day walking, doing something, getting your blood pumping, but just get out of behind that desk, away from that scene at the office or whatever. Get away, get some exercise. Number four, limit time-wasting activities and people. There are certain personality types that have nothing better to do than to take your life. I'm not saying you cannot be friendly, but I am telling you there are people that they have nothing better to do than to wear you out. And number four, when you're talking about the six tips you can use to better your work-life balance, you need to learn to guard yourself, guard your time, guard your emotions, your energy and everything from people that, I call them, emotional vampires. They just feed off of other people. Be there for people, give to people, but there's got to be boundaries. And so don't allow them, my wife is one of the most giving people I know, but if she's not careful, she will find herself zapped because she has a hard time telling people, I can't spend time doing this with you or talking right now or this or that, because she's just so empathetic. And that's what I love so much about her. But if you're that type personality, and if you want to know what your personality type is, you can go over to TerryWilson3.com/coaching and we can do a full Myers-Briggs set up on you, but you can find out that a lot of people, she's what's called a type F when it comes to how she processes and judges the information that she's got within inside of what she's perceiving. When she sees certain things in life, her judging function is always leading with the feeling function, the empathy. How's it going to affect other people? What are other people? And as such, that type personality can sometimes get worn out and burned out. And you're never going to have a proper work-life balance if you're always empathetic toward people at the office that are pulling on you. Hey, I need help. Can you help me? Can you do this? Or vice versa. You'll never be effective at the office if you got people at home pulling on you all the time. Hey, I need you. Can you do this? Can you do that? You've got to learn to set boundaries. So number four is a very big one. Number five, change the structure of your life. Sometimes when you fall into a rut, we are habitual people. We do things. 90% of everything you and I do is done out of habit. And so the best way, if you are finding yourself burned out all the time, you've just got a out of kilter work-life balance, look at what you're habitually doing and start changing some of the structures. That might be means leaving early for work or leaving later for work, or it might mean taking shorter. I mean, you have to look at your schedule and what you're doing. But if you're in a rut and you're finding yourself constantly tired, constantly burned out, constantly sort of out of kilter, then look at the way you have your life structured and start asking yourself, is this the most optimum way to plan this, to do this? And only you will know that, but you have to look at it. Number six, and finally, start small and build from there. Nothing is going to happen overnight massively, but I'm telling you, small steps lead to big gains if you continually do them. Listen, if you are wanting to get into more of an entrepreneurial vein, if you're wanting to try to do something, if you're tired of working for the man and you want to be the man, then all you have to do is go to terrywilson3.com/apply. We can show you some ways that we can start you out in a business, a work from home, work for yourself business that fits you. Some of you are going to be salespeople. Some of you are going to be coaches and consultants. Some of you are going to be writers. Some of you are going to be able to speak for a living. Some of you need to be in insurance and real estate. I don't know what it necessarily is going to be because, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And that's the beautiful thing about TW3. We can match a business around you. But if you'll go over to terrywilson3.com/apply, we can show you some various opportunities. Now, listen, if you've got an opportunity, you're looking at an opportunity. Maybe you're looking at one of mine and there's a startup cost because there's inventory or there's assets or there's training or there's tools that need to be bought. You can finance them through cashmutualstore.com. Cash Mutual Store is like the LendingTree of small business loans. Now, I don't advocate every single loan that they will advertise. So what happens when you go to cashmutualstore.com, you're going to put in some basic information. And by the way, they're rated A with a Better Business Bureau. They're legit. You're not giving out any personal information until you decide you want to go for a particular loan. They're going to send you some loans. I say stay away from them. If they send you a payday loan, stay away from it. But if you've got a business that you're trying to get involved with, and let's say it's $1,000, you can get a loan from Cash Mutual Store for as low as $30-$49 a month for that. And then it's spread out over a 4 or 5 year period. And then you can pay it off anytime you want. So you get in, you learn the system, the business, you start using the system of business, you start making money with it, and then you can pay it off. A lot of my guys, they'll use cashmutualstore.com simply to borrow the money to get one of our training packages that they're wanting to use, and then pay it off in 30, 60 days and only maybe pay a dollar or two in interest. So you can do that over at cashmutualstore.com. And finally, if you're out there and you're paying way too much for health insurance, you're not alone. Several people are paying way too much for health insurance and not getting a lot of coverage. Go over to terrywilson3.com/health. That's terrywilson3.com/health. And they can show you how you can get as much as a no deductible major medical plan for as little as $89 per month. So go over to terrywilson3.com/health if you're looking at that. I hope today's webinar, this isn't a webinar, it's a podcast. Well, I hope today's podcast was of value to you. I hope you learned something. I hope you took some of those tips and you're going to be able to balance your life with your business and enjoy, experience, and earn more. Till next time, this is Terry with TW3. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.